Oasis, Wonderwall on BBC Radio Manchester. I'm Daryl Morris. It is 3 minutes to six on Saturday, the 8th of October 2011. And for the last 36 years and 27 days, from New Broadcasting House, Oxford Road, Manchester, this has been BBC Radio Manchester.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Good morning, this is Bezic at breakfast.
I'm Heather Stott and I would love to talk to you.
Good afternoon, I'm Andy Crane.
I'm Becky Want.
At 8 o'clock, good morning, I'm Megan Patterson.
I'm Richard Stead.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve Saw.
I'm Michelle Adamson.
I'm Liam Bradford.
I'm Ian Cheeseman.
This is Jack Dearden.
This is Manhunt with me, Chris Holliday.
And me, Emma Goswell.
Gospel Hour presented by me, Mike Shen.
Gordon Burns here.
Me, Matt White.
Della Tharukawa.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Go today, actually. You've been James, haven't you?
And Jim on.
BBC Introducing in Manchester. I'm Sam Walker.
With me, Michelle Hussey here.
Anger Bay.
And Mr. V.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Salford. Literally, a ford by the willow trees. I drive one of them. Mind you, a willow tree's hard to start in the morning. There aren't many willows round here now. Come to think of it, there aren't that many cranes. There used to be 200 of them. Now there are two. It's where Manchester brought the sea 36 miles inland to make it the largest inland port in the world in its day. And why? Just so they didn't have to pay Scousers port fees. This was the home of a Holly and of a doctor and the